word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, as it discerns thoughts and intents of the heart. We're going to find out today and learn today how God's word is changing people's lives in Honduras. People are searching, and we have the answers, and it's in this book. Some of you have already had the opportunity to hand out this book to people in the area, and I continue and encourage you to keep doing that, because Jesus Christ is the answer. Thank you for supporting the Kids International. It's been overwhelming how you sponsor and support the mission of the Kids International, and also for the other missionaries that we support. We're a small church. We support many missionaries who are out there in the battlefields sharing God's word. Freddie Lagos Malaria is from Honduras. He's a field representative. He's an area director of Area 12. He resides in Santa Rosa de Copa. That's where his camp is. He joined the Giddings in 1997. Anyway, I had the pleasure to hear him last night, and he has some amazing testimonies. Brother Fred.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
We are going to talk about what God is doing in Honduras, and God is moving all the time. Everybody in the world know they need what they have, but we are taking the lie of that hope, what they are needing. Many people are waiting for the word of God. We are going to talk. I want to speak about Honduras, and Honduras is located over here. Probably some of you don't know where it is located, but this is Canada, United States, Mexico, and here is Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and Nicaragua. The Giddings International started with the first camp in the capital, Tegucigalpa, in 1958. Now Honduras has 62 camps. We call camps as a group of men who is administrating the Word of God, sharing with main areas. Right now we have 412 Gideons and 165 auxiliaries in Honduras. To have a total of 577 all the people need, but we don't know where we are going to find. One day I was in my office. When I was there, I say I have to leave the comfort area because I'm there, very comfort with anything, and I'm going to leave the car too, and I'm going to walk down the street. I don't know what God has for me, but when I was walking, I could find a bus stop, and I sit down at the bench. And when I was there, a man came with the boxes and sit down next to me, and I say, why he's here? But the Lord spoke to me and say, share the gospel. Okay, you're interested right now, and I'm going to do it in this moment. And I say, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal savior? He replied me, no. And I start to give the plan of salvation, word of God, and I say, what happened if you die today? You will go to the hell. But there is one hope for you. If you have Jesus Christ as your personal savior, you will go to heaven. Only Jesus died on the cross. His blood cleans us of every sin. Would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today? And he replied me, yes. And we pray together before the world, they saw we were praying, but no matter. As a Christian, all soldiers, what we call the Christian are soldiers, we don't shame praying in public. And we did that today. And I asked him before I leave, where are you from? I am from Lloro City. It's in Honduras, 300 miles away from my home. And I think the camp right there is not doing a bad job. Probably never received the New Testament. Nobody shared the gospel with him. But God gave me the opportunity to me. So I used that opportunity. So we have a New Testament. It's typical we give to students. And this is in Spanish. But we have a Gideon Bible app. And we promote the Gideon Bible because we are carrying a New Testament we share about. There is a Gideon Bible app in more than 100 different languages. So people are impressed. They say, oh, really? Yes. So they start to read. Some people, they just start to read because people are hungry to read. But the truth, there are many people promoting outside there the lies of Satan. This is our main area where we are placing Bibles in Honduras, in hotels, hospitals, jails, police and army, on schools, in hotels. This man is placing my Bible. At the hospitals in Honduras, we go two times in a month, because we can come to the hospital, we speak to the director, we talk about what is our purpose, and they give us permission to share those New Testaments. A group of doctors with a white New Testament. Probably he looks like me, but I am. I shared the gospel to this medical doctor. I feel it in my heart because the Holy Spirit is here, and the Holy Spirit is in Honduras too, at anywhere, at any time, but always he's talking to us and sometimes requires us to speak her, to speak him. And I talk to this lady and say, hello, how are you doing? I'm doing well. We'd like to talk about your believer spirituals. And she say, I don't know too much. But I explained about what is the plan of salvation of Jesus Christ. And she accepted Jesus Christ as a personal savior too. We have a big problem in our country about the COVID that was serious. But in Honduras, the Gideon was still working there during that process of the COVID. And we went to hospitals, and doctors were open to read and to accept Jesus Christ. We went there, not too many, because many people die. But God overprotect us to come to hospitals to share those New Testaments. Sometimes we were banned to say no because it's too much dangerous. We don't want to take the risk, but we say a doctor will help us, and we pray God, and he supply us a doctor, a friend of our churches, and to say, doctor, can you come to the hospital? We have several boxes. Can you put on the table? And doctor say yes. Thank you. We say thank you. So we continue sharing and sharing the gospel. This happened last week. This was in Santa Barbara, but not in Santa Barbara, California. That was in Santa Barbara, Honduras. And this man is placed in a New Testament, and I was with him because he's the leader of that camp in Santa Barbara, Honduras. When we were there, I was carrying some white New Testaments. And a doctor, 10 meters approx away from me, he say, "Sir, yes, can you give me a white New Testament?" "I don't have, but I have in my car." "Hold on a minute, please." And I ran to the car, and I get a white New Testament I gave her. But after, this was my surprise. She was reading. The people are hungry right there to read something. What is the truth? And the truth is only the God's word. That is what we do. And the people in the United States, we give Bibles. In Honduras, we give only New Testaments. But this is very important section, what probably you have seen in many hotels, many motels. It's normal in our rules, because this is a disciplined ministry, and we don't give in the hand of a patient's New Testament. We only place and one table. But this girl, she took the New Testament, and she gave me that surprise when I saw her with a New Testament in Spanish, and she was reading. And I saw her with some in their hands, was not very available. She was reading because she needs the Word of God. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this world. We are taking flavor to those people who are in need, and we supply that because Jesus Christ came to us one day, and now we are sharing Jesus Christ on the streets, at anywhere where we are. In Honduras, we go to schools, we ask permission to the director, and we say, "Can we get into the classroom by classroom? And we want to give a New Testament for each student for free." "Yes, of course." And when we give a New Testament, it's possible to give them a few words. We are not pastors. We are only members of one church. "Sure, you take your time, no problem." And they gave us permission in many, many, many hundreds of schools in Honduras, probably in Latin America, they give us permission to get in there. And with this pandemic, we were sharing the gospel with them, and they are receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Probably you are wondering why they do that. Because the Gideons went to share the gospel. That is the principal reason. And they do all the time. Sometimes we believe in what we can do anything in by our own manner, our own way. This is a lieutenant colonel in Honduras. He is retired. He now is a veteran lieutenant colonel. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing very well. I hope you understand me what I'm saying. But this man, I met him in one on a Gideon's meeting in his camp. Upon my arrival, he say, "I will not continue with the Gideon." I say, "Why? What happened?" "No more with the Gideons." "Well, that's okay. I am just the administrator. I'm field representative, and I can do anything more." "It's better you pray to God and say, I don't want more with the Gideons." And I say, "It's okay." And at the end of that meeting, everything is done. And 1 year later, I was at my office, and I received a call. He was calling me again and say, "Can I come back to the Gideons?" And I say, "Yes, why not? Let's take another Gideon's application because we have to fill it up now. Yes, I want to back." And I think it is very important because he's a good man. He was a veteran man who knows battalions, who knows colonels, he knows contact to conduct distributions, to place Bibles at the military section, what we have in our ministry. And he come back to the Gideons. We did programs. And one day, we shared the gospel, and this soldier accepted Jesus Christ. He did it. And we were preparing to give to the militaries many New Testaments. This is happening in one battalion. But later, we went to one battalion with 3,000 New Testaments, 3,000 soldiers who could receive the New Testament, who could receive the Word of God, and now they have hope in Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Thanks God for His Holy Spirit. He thanks God for this man working for Him, not for the Gideons, not for me. It's for the eternal life and the love to these people and the love to the Lord. I would like to share with you one short video. Probably will help you and probably will touch you for the rest of your life. But that is what the Gideon do through the auxiliaries, because their wives of the Gideons are auxiliaries. We call auxiliaries. And they do a great job around the world, in 200 countries around the world, including in the U.S.
Sharing God's word, and because it gives life. It gives life to me, and I know.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return into me void, but it shall accomplish that I wish, I please, and I shall prosper in the thing for therefore it sent it. That is why we give the New Testament. That is why we share those New Testament all the time before people there. They probably don't want to know about you, they don't want to know about me, but they want to know about Jesus, and Jesus is here. His Holy Spirit is here, and that is why we share all the time. In 200 countries around the world, they are receiving hope. They are changing lives through the God's Word. And we continue over and over all the time until He come back. Firefighters receive a New Testament. Sometimes we leave the New Testament with some of the colonel on the at the station of the firefighters and police in Honduras. A day we came to one university, there is a security guard. There's a regular in Honduras, there are many security guards with big guns, you know. And we found that man. Only him was there. And I said, were students? No students. Okay. But God had a purpose with him because we shared the gospel. And he accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior at that time. So God is using the Gideons, and we praise the Lord for that. Only He deserved the honor. Only He deserved the glory. We are not nothing. We are only the legs of the gospel. And you are part of that because you gave your contributions. So we keep running on the streets, in jails, hospitals. We need money to print more New Testament to give it to police. This ministry pays dues, but due to the pandemic, at the headquarters, they reduced the dues for the Gideons. We pay in Honduras only $5. The auxiliary pay only $1 because many people, they lost their jobs, they lost the business, they lost everything due to the COVID. But they consider it at the headquarters to pay only $5. That was good for us, but I know. But God's give me the opportunity to be alive because I continue with my business, my regular business when I'm not with the Gideons, when I'm not at the church. I am a man, regular man like you, because we are not pastors. Many people call me pastor, but I'm not a pastor. I wish to be a pastor today, but I'm going to say no. We don't know where he's going to have one New Testament. This man is a Pastor Ephraim in Marcala, Honduras. This man was addicted to the alcohol. And when he was there, he was sitting down in one corner of his house, and his wife went to the Central Park in that town to say they are giving medicines for free at that park, and I'm going there and to say goodbye. And 1 hour later, she came back, and she saw that man at the same position, drinking alcohol. And she said, how is that possible? I come back. No medicine. They give me this one. I don't know why you are here with that one. And she dropped it. Very angry. That man stand up and say, this is the God's word. You don't have the right to say that. You are a drunk. You are a vulgar man. I am a little bit sick, not very sick, but I am a little sick. And he said, this is the God's word. He cleaned it up very well. As I say, I'm going to read. And he started to read. He was reading. And one day, we have the plan of salvation at the back of the New Testament, only by himself, but the Holy Spirit was there. And I know he guided him to introduce the plan of salvation in a right condition. And he accepted Jesus Christ as the personal Savior. I say, yes. One day, I had a pastor meeting in that city. And he said, I know who the Gideons are. I am a new man. I born again through one New Testament. And a few years later, he was down in the street walking, and a female pastor say, you are becoming a pastor. No. I am the regular man in one church. No, that is impossible. But you are going to be a pastor. You are going to share the gospel. You are going to share many sermons. You are going to have a church. And I say, no, it's impossible. Sorry. No. Approximately 5 years later, God gave him one church. Now, he has one congregation of 130 persons. 130 people right there in his congregation. Now he is a pastor. Amen? Only he can do that. Only God can do all these things. But I am ending now with only one thing. Every time you gave $1, for us it's meaning a lot, because I can see many dollars. But $1 is good for us to print more New Testament to give them. Right now in my country, as a field representative, I have the responsibility to receive the scriptures, and we are receiving 2 containers loaded of New Testaments. The value is more than $500,000. $500,000. More than that. You are part of that. You are part. You probably can't go to Honduras, but your money go and helping us, because we don't have that money to buy those New Testaments. I want to give you the thanks for all what you do for the Gideons International. I want to give you the thanks for all what you do for Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I say you, thank you. Pastor Richard, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I want to give you the thanks for your time, giving me a lot of time. I want to give you the thanks for Justin and Brian, who helped me to produce this Imagine Psalms I have here, and you can have in your brain now, you will bring home, but you will take those, will follow you, that images in your brain, thinking about. And I know the Holy Spirit will touch your life, because you are a people of good heart. May God bless you. Thank you.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or If you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.